Alice wandered on with increasing worry and fear. She couldn't find Dorothy anywhere. Alice had met up with this strange man who goes by the name of Jack Pumpkin. Literally, he has a pumpkin for a head, an animated pumpkin with triangular eyes and carved mouth, which moves when he talks. For all appearances, a living pumpkin-headed man. Certainly he talks to her, and when she tells him that she is lost, he says he knows a back way to Prosperos, going through the Kingdom of Oz, close or even through, if necessary, the Emerald City. So she trusts him and hopes it's wise to do so. They set out, walking along the edges of field country. But her company was a bit disturbing when he would sing that sing-songy happy song called Moldy Fuckhole. He took her along the edges of the field countries of the redneck teabag clan, on the edge of the farms. The known map to community was the Wildlands, a endless Eden-like land of magic and danger, but this was not part of their quest. In fact, if anything, it could distract them from it for too long, for it was truly an open and pulsing with light and energy place that they merely skirted the edges of, seeing strange, huge birds rise from the trees. The side of the road closed up by tall, red cliffs that went up and on beyond where they could climb. And to the right, nothing but this endless field of beautiful red poppies. A fragrant field, like incense, like perfume, like bubblegum, like a delicious scent in the air. The fragrance of these poppies was intoxicating and beautiful, and they stirred in the breeze, wafting their chemical fumes at her and Pumpkinhead. But Pumpkinhead had been through this field many times and had developed a tolerance. Sadly, Alice did not have a tolerance, and this is a powerful, powerful, heady flower field beyond which lay the Emerald City. Alice grew so tired. Her eyes drooping and pinned, the pupils like small little pins of darkness amongst a wide field of bloodshot blue eyes. She walked slower and slower and held her stomach, which ached. She felt like she was gonna vomit. She beseeched Pumpkinhead that they must rest for a little bit. She's so tired. Reluctantly, Pumpkinhead agrees, still singing his Moldy Fuckhole, Moldy Fuckhole, Moldy Fuckhole all night long song. Alice felt better when she lay down. In fact, the tiredness seemed to slowly ooze away off of her. Pumpkinhead rolled a thin joint. We smoked it whilst she lay in the field and talked, mostly him talking. She was still having nasty turns of the stomach, but they were slowly getting a little bit less intense. The horrible wave of sleepiness left her, but she feigned tiredness still as she lay there, feeling this languid, warm relaxation come over her. Taking drags off the joint that pumpkin head handed her, holding it in, seemed to make it even stronger. And this wonderful smell, she needs to find some seeds and grow these poppies in her home. Fill her garden full of wonderful delight. Now the effects are getting much more pleasant. A warm, sweet euphoria from head to toe. Feeling like she's spreading out, widening as every muscle relaxed, like she could turn into a jellyfish and just exist on the ocean bottom of the poppy field, looking up at the red flowers above her head, waving to her, waving to the clouds, waving to the birds in the breeze. Reefer smoke like fire in her throat. And she wondered, what if I dry these pods and smoke them? As powerful as scent is, what would that do? Would it just knock me out? Would it overdose me? Would I just be in heaven itself? Heaven itself. And slowly she sank into deeper pleasure, not sleeping, but being on the edge of sleep, thinking about her quest, and thinking about a rest in a field so nice and soft, hugged by red flowers, with fragrant bulbs. Birds flew a little slower as they went over this wide, wide field that provided opiate medicine to the entire kingdom at great profit to the Wizard of Oz, who could transform the stuff like an alchemist into a brown or white or clear powder and sell it mixed with milk at carnivals, sell it sprinkled on cotton candy at fairs as a tea to make you feel better when you're not feeling right. It will make you feel good for 8 hours tonight. Time release wizard powder, and believe me, he is rich, but he's getting high on his own supply. He'll end up in the ditch. Alice has been sinking in and out of a wonderful dreamlike consciousness, and when she wakes, she hears the pumpkin man singing, "Your face is a moldy fuckhole, baby. Moldy fuckhole pleases me in space, baby. Your face is a moldy, moldy fuckhole, baby. You know I cannot replace, not today anyway." Now he was scatting, fuckity fuckity fuck fuck hole fuck hole, fuckity fuckity fuck 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 hole, and such variations. And he would shake her occasionally or kick her lightly and say, "Come on, come on, let's leave. We'll never leave if we don't leave."
gotta leave. Like, mom started to get sleepy. But she's not answering. She's just feeling right, feeling down, feeling awesome there on the ground with the flower beds above her. She's in a bed of flowers that goes on and on and on. There's no way she can walk across a red, red lawn such as this. So Jack picks her up and carries her all those endless yards over burial mounds of pre-human creatures that had been long gone before the mastodon ever rose its wild beak, till he hit the yellow road sign street before tall fortified reinforced gates, and Alice wakes vomiting. Pumpkinhead puts her down quickly, puking before the gates of the great Emerald City.